On the 26th day of the experiment, the objects assumed the form of perfect insects, standing erect on the bristles which they were growing. Although I regarded this as most unusual, I attached no singular significance to it until 2 days later, the 28th day of the experiment, when the magnifying lens showed that these things were moving their legs. I must say now that I was quite astonished. After a few more days, they detached themselves from the stone and moved about through the caustic acid solution. In the course of a few weeks, more than 100 of them made their appearance on the oxide of iron. The creatures appear to be similar to the genus Acari, which is a form of mite. Under a microscope, I examined them and found that the smaller ones had 6 legs, the larger ones had 8. Others who have examined them pronounce them to be of the genus Acari, but some say they are an entirely new species. Cross knew he would be attacked by his colleagues, so he carefully repeated the experiment by sterilizing all the ingredients with heat in a closed container before he ever started it, but the little critters still appeared the same way. Other scientists repeated Cross's experiment and got the same results. But according to the 1959 article by Frank Edwards that we pulled the above quotes from, they were too afraid to speak out about it. This finally changed when the legendary Michael Faraday reported to the Royal Institution that he too had gotten these small creatures to grow under the same conditions. He was not sure whether they were actually created spontaneously in the sterile solutions or brought back to life by the electricity. But either result is a total challenge to mainstream science and biology as we now know it. Another early pioneer we briefly mentioned in Chapter 1 is Wilhelm Reich. His research into orgone energy, as he called it, was dismissed as a joke. Nonetheless, given everything we've been uncovering in this investigation, he appears to have been on the right track. Reich concluded that orgone fills all space in the universe, does not have mass, penetrates matter, has a pulsating movement that can be measured, has a strong attraction to water, and is accumulated naturally in organisms by eating, breathing, and taking it in through the skin. So far, this all sounds very familiar. Reich created accumulators that concentrated this orgone energy, and found they remarkably increased the speed that wounds and burns would heal in laboratory mice. These treatments also decreased shock. Seeds grew into substantially larger and healthier plants when zapped by Reich's orgone accumulator. Reich also found evidence of spontaneous generation in sterile environments. He saw what he felt to be bluish points of light under the microscope, which appeared before the life forms themselves were created, and he called these bursts of light bions. This theory was widely ridiculed and is still attacked by skeptics on the internet today, criticizing Reich's protocols as scientifically unsound. Nonetheless, Professor Ignacio Pacheco successfully replicated Reich's results in 2000, and the photographs of what grew in his test tube are quite stunning. Pacheco heated ordinary sand from a non-polluted beach to white-hot levels, namely 1400 degrees Celsius. This destroys all known forms of biological life other than the extremophile bacteria we spoke about earlier that appear in volcanoes and nuclear reactors. The sand was then cooled off in a sterile environment, poured into a sterile test tube with distilled water in it, and capped off. Each tube was then sterilized in an autoclave 2 times in a row, with 24 hours between each sterilization. This process is used to destroy all known spores and vegetative cells. Pacheco then studied the particles floating at the top of the water under a microscope after each 24-hour period following sterilization, and that's where the magic happened. Amazingly, a variety of different structures appeared in the water that looked like complex living organisms, capable of growth and division. They were actively moving around in the solution, and Pacheco videotaped the results. Although Pacheco has not yet identified whether these structures have DNA in them, he feels these bions can be considered living structures in almost every sense. Some of them look like simple microorganisms, but others were much more complex. This included microscopic sea vegetables, similar to Gorgonia. Some of Pacheco's most compelling photographs are of single leaves that broke off from these plants when they were put on the microscopic slide. He also found soft-looking blobs which then started to grow a bright white spiraling shell of calcium around themselves, showing what appears to be the formation of an ordinary ocean shellfish at a very tiny level. The beginning spiral of the outer shell can be clearly seen, and it matches what we would expect to see perfectly, even though the soft inner body is still partially exposed. My favorite photograph is of what looks like a critter with an obvious head and a roughly spherical body that is covered with spikes for self-defense. Pacheco believes these are transitional forms from the inorganic stage of organization to the organic and living condition of evolution. Interestingly, if he did not sterilize the beach sand first, none of these little things would grow. It seems that the purity of the molecules was a very important element that allowed life to form. When we look at these little guys, the obvious question is this: where did their DNA come from? The same question needs to be asked for all the bacteria we find in the most inhospitable places on Earth, and indeed throughout all the dust in the galaxy. Pasteur may have made off with the prize money in the 1800s to support Darwin's model of evolution, but in the process we've been robbed of a much greater truth, that life is indeed a product of intelligent design. You don't have to be a Bible thumper to see that. All you need is rational thinking in the face of all the evidence.